So a few weeks ago, I went on my second ever Tinder date, and I want to tell you about it. Some of you may or may not know, but I am married in an ethically non-monogamous relationship, and we've recently decided that that means we are able to see other people outside of our marriage for strictly physical fun. So, most of you know I am a hedonist at heart, and this plays right into that for me. So, I want to tell you about my second date. The second one was, oh, so much better than the first. That's why I'm not going to tell you about the first. The second date was with a gentleman I met on Tinder. He was actually the first person I ever talked to on Tinder. I'm very new to this, so judge me all you like. So we chit-chatted on Tinder, small talk, jokes, talked about our interests and our hobbies, just like anybody else does. He didn't lead with a dick pic, so gold star for him. I mean, not that I would mind, but I think it shows a lot about the person you're talking to if they lead with that. And he didn't, so gold stars. So a couple of days of talking on Tinder, I did give him my phone number and we moved on to texting. I did eventually get that dick pic, but it was requested, so still gold stars for him. Extra gold stars actually, because damn, it was a nice dick pic. Actually, it was a nice couple of pictures. Sorry, I'm getting off topic here. We seemed to hit it off pretty well. This is all new territory for me, so it was exciting. And we decided to actually plan to meet up at my favorite place, a local place that is, it's a cafe and bar full of old school arcade games and, most importantly, pinball. So, I love pinball. I'm not very good. I mean, I'm not terrible, but I love pinball. So, even if I suck, I'm having a good time. So, we decided to go and meet up there. He picked me up at my apartment, and we went, had a couple of beers. Shared some pretty funny stories, talked about Star Trek. For those of you who don't know, yes, I am a Trekkie. A lot of people see, seem to think that that's odd or that I'm faking it. I assure you, I am not. It's funny. Is it funny that the Star Trek conversation really does stick out in my mind? And actually, shortly after that, I really got onto watching Deep Space Nine again, based on the conversation we had. So anyway, I digress. This is not a nerdy conversation. I'll get to the good stuff in a minute. So yeah, we had, I don't know, two beers or so, played some pinball. Oh, he was awful at it. It was really entertaining to watch, though. So to his credit, he put in a valiant effort, but honestly, he was terrible. Sorry if you're listening. But I mean, I'm not telling you anything you didn't already know, right? So after a little bit of chit-chatting, making sure neither one of us was a serial killer, he drove us back to his place. Honestly, he had a killer playlist going in the car. I feel like that really needs to be touched on. A lot of people might glance over that, but I mean, I was rocking out. I was playing all my favorites, and I don't even think it was anything we ever talked about beforehand. But I mean, it was awesome. So again, gold stars for him. He's just winning all over the place here. sorry. So yeah, we got to his place. And he pulled into the driveway and I forget what he said, but he commented on something that made me look out the window. I don't know why. I don't remember what it was because in the next instant, this man, I'm kidding you not, he jokes that he's not smooth, but damn is he smooth. was looking out the window at whatever he was talking about. And the next thing I know, this man pulls my face in close to him and just kisses me so fucking deeply that I lose track of where I am in space and time. I have no idea what the fuck is going on. All I remember is him, his tongue in my mouth, and I lost track of everything. I do think Dragon Force was playing on the playlist. I feel like that's an important thing to note. That's the only thing I remember, though. Of course, it would be me remembering the auditory stuff that's going on. Nothing else. Like, I don't even know what planet I was on. Honestly, I don't even remember what happened between being in the car and somehow being in his apartment. That whole section is a little hazy for me. But we were in his apartment for maybe, 30 seconds? I don't even know. And I was thrown on the bed on top of my purse, and clothes were flying. I don't even know who undressed who or how it happened, but holy fuck was it hot. And then, can I just tell you, I could not get to my knees fast enough for this man. Pulled his dick out. And I went to town. If you've heard my other audios before, you should know that I fucking love sucking cock. This is not an exaggeration. I love it. And seeing that cock for the first time in person and being able to touch it and taste it, it was amazing. I don't even have words for it. I was on my knees for him. I tried to take the whole thing in my mouth, but I had a hard time fitting it in, if I'm being honest. I held my head and he just thrust into the back of my mouth. Tried to make my mouth bigger to be more accommodating, but I don't know if it worked. He didn't seem to mind too much, though. And not long after that, he threw me on the bed. And I don't really remember the order of things. It was all hands and kissing, and we couldn't get enough of each other fast enough. It was so fucking hot. Oh, he went down on me. Oh, it felt so good. Oh, I might get carried away just talking about it. Now, I am a little bit odd in the sense that it does not take a lot to make me come. And when I do come, I come frequently, and it did not take long for him. Oh, I just remember his face between my legs, licking my pussy and fingering me, and I thought, there's no way he's gonna make me come already. There's no way, it can't happen. There's no way. I mean, I know it's easy, but fuck. I mean, we've only just met. There's no way this guy can make me come that fast so easily. Fuck, was I wrong. Fuck, was I wrong. I've never been more happy to eat my own words, if I'm being completely honest. I came so fucking hard. I think he may have been a little bit surprised too, I'm not sure. And finally, after he made me come, that's when it got really interesting. I don't know about other women, but for me, when I come, at least from, you know, having my pussy eaten or rubbing my clit, when I come like that, there's like this insane need to be filled, to be stretched out. It's like a craving for cock. That's the best way I can explain it. So I was still writhing and coming down from coming, but at the same time, I think I was pawing at him, clawing at him, asking him to get inside because that's where I needed him. I think he may have been a little frustrated with my impatience. It was cute, actually. But after a moment, he did exactly what I needed. And he, God, just thinking about it. Sorry, I'll focus. It's really hard to talk about this at the same time. He slid into me. And that first moment of feeling his cock stretch me out and fill me up in a whole different way than I'd ever been filled before. Feeling him slide into me. Looking up at him. Oh, it's so fucking hot. I may get a little lost in my own story here. It didn't take long for him to gain speed and start thrusting harder inside me. He was on top of me. And I came, oh, I know, I came so fast again, and I just lost control. I tried to be quiet, I did, but I struggled so hard with that. I can't be quiet. I can't. I tried. I just got so lost in it. And I don't even know if I can give you a play-by-play here because I was on some next level of being because I just kept coming. And I could feel myself squeezing around his cock. And I think he took it as encouragement to just keep going and keep going. Ugh. And let me tell you, I thought I had very, I think, average expectations that this would be maybe an hour. Maybe they'd be around two. But those estimations were so far off. We were fucking for hours. I had a curfew. My curfew was 3 a.m. Let me tell you, I barely made it back in time. But that was later. Let me go back and tell you about how good this man made me feel. He was doing all the work, to his credit. I'll be honest about that. And when he thought he needed a little bit of a break, that's when I had, I think, the most fun. He laid down, and I got to lick his cock. And I took great joy in licking that cock. Based tip. Running my tongue up and down the sides, licking that sensitive spot just below the head. I'm running my tongue back and forth, swirling around the head, and using my hand just a little, and pushing his cock all the way in the back of my mouth. Now, part of the deal with this open relationship thing was that my husband requested video evidence of the fun I was having without him. So, like the good little slut that I am, I made this man film me sucking his dick, and let's be real, I've watched that video countless times since then. I think he struggled a little bit because he was enjoying my mouth so much. I'm trying not to sound conceited, but he did tell me it was really good. And he was shaking, trembling. And I think the best part was that he was so vocal. Oh, I think you guys can appreciate how much a girl loves it when she's sucking dick and can hear how much the guy's enjoying it. It's the best kind of encouragement, really. I'm salivating at the thought again. I gotta tell you, it's been about 2 or 3 weeks. I've lost track, but every day, I want to suck that dick again. I want to suck that dick so fucking bad. I don't know how long I sucked it for. I could have kept going. But he made me stop so he could fuck me again. And he called me a brat. And he flipped me over and pinned me close to him. And he fucked me. Oh, he fucked me in a way I don't think I've ever been fucked before. And it was so fucking hot. And I've... I've thought about it. I've thought about it a lot. Oh, I want it again. Oh, I want to be fucked like that again. Oh, and he made me come over and over again. I just wanted to come and tell a story, but just thinking about it and talking about it just makes me want it all over again. Again. Oh, I just want to feel him fill me up and pin me down. I just want to be his little cum slut again. Oh! Fuck. Oh, where was I? Right. I had flipped me over, pinned me in place, and fucked me. He fucked me. And he called me a brat. And I liked that. And I came over and over and over again. Eventually he needed another break. And you know what that means. I got to suck some more of that dick. And I did. And I enjoyed it. And to be honest, I never wanted to stop. I sucked that dick and I just wanted him to come in my mouth. I wanted him to fill my mouth, cover my tongue. Just shoot it down the back of my throat. I just wanted to taste him. After all the orgasms I'd had, all I wanted was to repay it. I licked, I sucked, and I listened to him moan and ask me never to stop. And I just kept going and going. Going. Oh, God, his dick is so great to suck. But, alas, the night had to end because I had a curfew, and I never expected to get anywhere close to 3 a.m. But, we stopped, and he drove me home. And the end of the story is, I'm still waiting for that load, so I'm hoping there's going to be a second date, and I'll update you when I finally get filled.